It's a short example how to organize knowledge preservation program. And this preservation program was implemented in Kansas City plant, Honeywell Federal Manufacturing and Technologies. This is a big plant you can see here. And the problem which they faced, it's that this is a objectives which we, I can say, already discussed, the preserving critical knowledge about manufacturing processes at the Kansas City plant, utilize systematic approach for selecting and capturing institutional knowledge, reducing the cost. Again? Okay. Reduce the cost of the processes and maintaining critical knowledge, information, and training for associates. Associates in this context, the people who are coming for the plant. In fact, in the simple world, they have processes, and these technological processes, they're going on for time being when they have order to do something. Then these processes, they are stopping. They are not using them for time being, then the other process is coming, other orders and whatever. And then they need to have a training people, train people who can do these things, and they're to save information about all these processes. Then knowledge management objectives and the structure, how they use, very general. We already discussed it, how to knowledge capture, preservation, knowledge refreshment, knowledge transfer, starting with knowledge identification. It's very, this is, I can say, interesting to see how they did it. It's also in line what we discussed, but nevertheless. That's, first of all, this is a critical processes, information at risk or losing. They identify and prioritize process to capture, then to make a map, then to gather process documents, then capture multimedia information. They decided to capture knowledge in way of the video fragments about the technology and the interview with lectors, the experts and whatever. Then deliver information on the web platform. This they created a special web platform where the information about the processes, they are coming to the web for the use, and then check knowledge preservation video clips, and then I can say have this information ready. It means that process to capture, one input, process map, capture documentation, videos and processes, and subject matter expert also notes. Then they are going to the process for map-driven program, video clips, animations, text documents, graphics, and whatever. And then video available to use in the documentation on the web platform. Very streamlining processes here. And they can be demonstrated in more details. For example, what does it mean, identify process to capture? It's some kind of the elements which are here, which we already discussed. Loss of key personnel, process shutdown, process relocation. It's very special for this particular plant, and so on and so on. And this is the steps which are here. And I will show you generally some kind of the approaches, the, how they are doing map processes in the details. But my idea not to give you explanation of each details, but to give you the overview that the processes are working on the real organizational level. And this is how they are using the mapping of the processes, defining what they are critical, what to do. Then they are going to the gather process documentation, how it looks like. What they are also taking in consideration, instructions, travelers, reports, any background information that explain the process. That idea, the process in center, and they are taking documentation, technological process, I mean. And they are taking everything around this process, what is relevant to understand this process, and what is related to its implementation. When they're gather the information that it's going to the next stop, it's a capture of multimedia information, that video clips, it's a people, place, equipment, many other, they are recording everything that relevant, it's audio clips, and they are doing animation, they're doing text documents, graphics. And then as a finally, final product, one technological project and one multimedia product in a web-based format. You see it's web platform, they are going to web platform, and then finally it's a fragment of the web platform. We have some explanation here, then people read, newcomers or experts who are going to start this process, they investigate all documentation, that all this I can say process, and at the same time they are taking also video, which explanation of the process, explanation of the experts. It means they have some this kind of environment which can be used for knowledge preservation, reuse, and for training purposes. And here are some kind of details. Then I think this is the structure of the whole program with a high level process overview, documentation. This is how each process is documented, how it's presented. You see, each process will have general explanation, then step-by-step video, some notes from the subject matter expert, process documentation, and whatever. This will be, I can say, the general structure which could be applied to any process to be captured and preserved. It's just technology which was implemented at the plant. And this is finally some overview videos, which can give you some kind of feeling about how it's done. And what is important here, in some places on the left side, you will see some technological operation and the explanation what they are doing. But on the overview process step, you will see incorporated animation that during the video clip, you will see the things and the explanation, which is not possible to see, which going inside of equipment. They did it through animation and incorporation of this animation to their video clips. Just
the vacuum chamber is opened only when new samples are ready for testing. When opened, it will most likely have samples from the previous test already in the carousel. All work with the vacuum chamber should be conducted in a dust-controlled environment. The vacuum chamber is opened only when new samples are ready for testing. When opened, it will most likely have samples from the previous test already in the carousel.
I showed, of course, just a fragment of this, just to demonstrate how it looks like. Another sample.
The secondary electron emission testing process consists of ceramic sample testing conducted at Honeywell FMT Kirtland operations and data interpretation of testing results conducted at Sandia National Labs. The intent of this testing is to identify quasi-metallized properties that reduce secondary electron emission in ceramic materials.
You can see 3D animation. And to this kind of tools, very
the helpful. Secondary electron emission testing process consists of ceramic sample
This again will be repeated. This is two small fragments just to show the technology. And on the website, you will see explanation, documentation, that flow, some kind of structures and whatever. And then it will be also possible to see here the fragments like this, of course, in the full duration of possible processes, explanation and whatever. This is a just case study. This did it, and also I think we discussed with these people how it's going on. They told that the one technological process which they are taking and a group working on this. It's a group from knowledge management point of view, few people who are doing all this methodology, reviewing and video clipping and whatever. Then they're working, of course, with the people who are technologists who understand this point, and with people who are doing all this material on the web. That means that IT team. The cost of the capturing one process between $60,000-$80,000. If you compare, I can say, one process and to do all things around and put it on platform. This is a real figures in the real situation. Of course, 68, because the processes are different, they could be longer, could be shorter, and the different efforts are needed to document all these things. This is one case study. Any questions to this? Everything clear? Wonderful. Another case study is a little bit different. During the, again, week, we discussed a lot about the some knowledge, critical knowledge retention. And it was discussed about the identification of critical knowledge. You made the special practical exercise. You try to, I can say, make your judgment and whatever. This is a case study showing you how to do this process in the working environment, in the organizational requirements. Because in reality, for example, at nuclear power plant, nobody will do this kind of activities on voluntary basis. It should be managed, it should be incorporated in management system, and it should be driven by the management processes. And I will show you how it could be done, and then tell you where it's from. The first slide, it's safety guide, GSG 3.1. It's International Atomic Energy Guide. I will, again, not read all the things, but there is requirements from safety guide. The top management will take care about different activities associated with knowledge management. One of them, ensure the preservation of organizational knowledge and capture tacit knowledge for appropriate conversation to explicit knowledge. It's one of the tasks which postulated by the safety guide. But, of course, this safety guide not explaining how to do it. It's just top management should do these things. How you will do? You should. Then, in reality, I think we will go to the some kind of the process. It's a critical knowledge retention process, and that the process which I show you as a case study, this focus on the tacit knowledge. What is different here from the process which you already discussed during the David presentation and during your practical session? Can you find any difference? This is a process of retention of critical knowledge. My question is, what a difference in this process showing on this slide with the processes and procedure which you discussed during your practical sessions and during the presentation, and what presented during the presentation of David Heller? Is there any difference or it's the same?
The
assessment was there. Not correct. No chocolate. No chocolate. Any other suggestions? Correct. Business planning. We discussed critical knowledge assessment, then we discussed capture and transfer of knowledge and assessment of the result. Three-step process. Remember? And this is a four-step process in reality, because we need a business planning. How and what to do? From her. Yeah. Critical knowledge retention. So we start with who should be involved. And in this particular case study, training department, top management, subject matter expert and recipient. The idea to transfer knowledge from subject matter expert to some new guy. How it started? The process: senior training manager, player, vice president, and line manager. Is it clear who is who? Vice president, it's vice president. Top manager, senior training manager, it's a section of head. And the line managers. Line managers, it's people who are doing really all work at nuclear power plants because they are responsible for everything. They are line managers. They are not top managers, but they are the more competent people at nuclear power plant. They are doing the job. Then senior training manager, in this particular case, initiate annual knowledge assessment. The starting point. He make a document, memo, or whatever. Then it's going to the vice president. And the vice president saying, yes, agree, John. Then it's going to the line managers, and they conduct knowledge assessment in their division. They are doing it, and then I will tell you if they are doing annually. It's annually procedure. After this, their responsibility to produce prioritized list of critical knowledge. And this list is going back to the senior training manager who is produce this list for each division. And then he is setting the priorities of critical knowledge. Why we need this to do? Because we have limited financial resources. We need to prioritize what will be used first and how to do it. Then we are going to the next step. Next step, vice president, training department manager, nuclear power plant board, division focal point, and line managers. Line managers is always here. Then the critical positions to work and vice president to link it to work force plan. Then add critical knowledge capture needs to business plan. This is critical and this is the most important here. And this business plan, I throw knowledge management resources also to support business plan from the training department. And this needs going to NPP board and they should approve business plan. If it will be not done, nobody will do anything. Then the resources on this stage allocated to do the job. I'm trying to link our theory to the real life. Real life, you need to do these kind of things and to have an approved business plan. After the business plan improved, you are, I can say, going to real implementation, appointed a division focal point for knowledge capture, and then person responsible for each division, this line manager in this division, will create a knowledge capture plan. Real plan which will be implemented and supported the resources. Without this, again, who will do something in the real organization? There is a need message from the manager point of view. Do this and use these resources. Finally, we are in implementation stage. Division focal point, training officer, subject matter specialist and recipient on the knowledge, and line manager. Division focal point in each division will coordinate knowledge capture plan execution and together with line manager define scope of knowledge capture. Scope of knowledge capture, approaches, method, tools, who should be involved, how to do it, and whatever. Then, and they will conduct activities to capture critical tacit knowledge. During these activities, also could be, during the discussion with people, also some kind of the explicit knowledge could be identified. Then we will go and redirect this process to the another procedure, which also exists, how to manage explicit knowledge if it's something like the knowledge on the personal computer or somewhere. If it's tacit knowledge, then they are creating special knowledge models. These knowledge models, based on the tacit knowledge of expert, going to the approval, because the owner of their critical knowledge in division, it's a line manager in his division. And then after the model is improved, that we are going to transfer all the evaluated and improved knowledge, and in the end of the processes, the people on the division focal point and training officer will evaluate knowledge transfer effectiveness. How it's done, it's effective or not effective or whatever. This is a real life, how it looks like. I try to connect, they try to connect the real theory of knowledge management and business planning. In the real case, with business, with financial, with approval. But it doesn't work differently. It could be, of course, in details based on your organization, but this element of business should be involved. It should be not like it's. I was on the conference last week. It's so nice. We need to make a knowledge preservation next week. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. You need to establish procedure. You need to establish the approaches. You need to involve top manager and other things like this. This process was developed, and I can say it's a little bit simplified, but it's taken from Bruce Nuclear Power Plant Canada when we visited Bruce Nuclear Power Plants with assist visit. We discussed a lot. They had a very nice practice into implement knowledge management. And this is the annual procedure which are implementing at their nuclear power plant. And again, I a little bit simplified from presentation purposes, because in reality, you will find that some kind of abbreviation, code of the divisions, sections, which are not needed. It's a plant specific, but main ideas here. And other slides simply showing you some kind of the responsibilities, what should do vice president in this environment. You see vice president, he is in a critical position, he approves resource commitment, appoint divisional focal point, roll out critical knowledge assessment, set division priorities. It's what this person should do according to the procedure. We also can consider his responsibility or line manager responsibilities. You can see that a lot of them, they should be established. And this responsibility should be in his job description in order to ask him to do these things. It means that going to the knowledge management, you need to set new procedures. You need to revise the job description of the people involved and put the, some kind on their shoulders new responsibilities. It's also not so easy. You need to change the whole structure and the whole system. This is another responsibility for department manager responsible for training, section manager for training, training officer who will be involved, division focal point. This is a really key person who is doing really knowledge management things. He is coordinate development of divisional knowledge capture plan, the plan execution, associated process and activities, participate knowledge capture activities, redirect explicit knowledge capture, participate in knowledge transfer, and effectiveness evaluation. This is the people with strong knowledge management background. In some organization, we can call him a knowledge management manager or something like this. But they call it focal point because this person should be assigned in each division. In each division and be responsible for divisional activities. Of course, it's for big organization. If the organization is relatively small, maybe one person will be enough to manage all activities. It depends on the size of organization. And this is that knowledge capture activities. It's subject matter expert who is leaving and which tacit knowledge we are taking, and recipient, new person, they are working together and the transfer is going on. But in order to have it in place, this slide, we need the all previous one. It's some kind of, in the end, maybe discussion about the performance indicators. It's, we didn't discuss it in detail during this week, but when you're in the business environment, you need to demonstrate through some indicator effectiveness of your work in knowledge management. And here some kind of examples. For example, in knowledge capture, what could be indicators? This is a percentage of knowledge capture scopes defined by responsible line managers. If Light Manager will define you that some kind of 50 knowledge captures should be taken, that your indicator will be how many you will do, 30, 20. Then knowledge capture activities completed during the reported period. For example, per month. Knowledge models approved. How many models you will get after the knowledge processes? It would be your indicator. You can say I made 5 models, so I can take last year I made only 3. Then also some kind of the divisional capture plan. Then also what is important, knowledge retention effectiveness. It's percentage of knowledge transfers associated for assessed for effectiveness 6 months after initial transfer, and other things like this. This is just illustration, but I'd like to bring your attention that knowledge management indicators, they are very important. They are just in place of the knowledge capture. But in other processes, which are said knowledge management, they also should be developed. And probably in the future, we will put more attention from the practice on the knowledge indicator. How measure effectiveness of you if you are doing the knowledge management? Thank you. Any questions?